Hello, hello, hello. This New Year's Eve. Of course, the biggest story is Trump still shutting down the government. Well, I guess I have to be politically correct. Partial shutdown, where people have to work if they work for the federal government without pay. He's also frozen all federal government pay for 2019. And this is all because of a border wall. He wants the American people to pay for a border wall that he promised during his campaign that Mexico would pay for this border wall. I really don't see the point of the border wall. It sounds very expensive and it sounds ridiculous because we all know that people can climb a wall of any sort or go underneath a wall. It's just totally ridiculous. And most Americans believe that the wall is ridiculous and they don't want to spend the money. So of course, you know, unfortunately we have Trump as a president and he can afford to shut down the government as long as he wants because he's rich. And this is part of the problem. The people that have been up top have been super rich, so they could care less about anyone who may suffer because of this shutdown. But, you know, I expect that, you know, after a few weeks of this, I'm sure there'll be protests against Trump and the GOP party. I mean, he's holding captive over something that now he's not calling a wall. He's calling a fence. He's calling it a bunch of different things. So who even knows what this is that he wants to build? And it might be something in his mind that no one really knows because he changes his mind every 2 seconds on what it really is. The other thing is, I'm not sure if many Americans know that, of course, we lost the big soybean contract, which was with China. And they're not coming back. And, you know, every time I turn around, stores closing, there's tariffs are ridiculously high. What are we celebrating New Year's about? Trump's still in office and still causing havoc with every country. And there's just issues all over. So, you know, we've got a lot to be thankful for because we do have the right to free speech, amongst other things. But we have a lot that we need to remember and make clear and change a lot of laws and reform things. You know, hate crimes have quadrupled, and we don't even discuss on TV the LGBTQ hate crimes nor transgender hate crimes. I mean, there is a day of transgender remembrance. And just yesterday, we found out that India Jeffries was considered, well, they said it was a suicide. There's a big mystery on that. We're waiting for toxicology report. They said she was bullied to death off of a website who had outed her as a transgender. She's beautiful, beautiful black female. They outed her as a transgender and then made stories up about her having and spreading HIV. I mean, just horrible, horrific thing that people should not have to go through. We need to make our laws clear and present to catch up with today's society, to make sure that people are not cyberbullied to death. I hear about cyberbullying all the time. In fact, one of my longest friends, her daughter was being cyberbullied at school, and she winded up hanging herself. So this is unacceptable. You know, we can't keep allowing this type of behavior to happen. People need to be held accountable. You know, that girl that told her boyfriend to kill herself, she was held accountable. And we must hold people accountable. You know, hate is hate, and hate crimes by whether you're cyberbullying or you're bullying in person, they need to be held accountable. We cannot stop this. Listen, transgender and LGBT people, we're not sitting around being bullied. We're not sitting around while people destroy their families or our families. I mean, it's just not going to happen. We love our families just as much as you love yours. And I think if people would get a chance to know people, that you'd see we have so much in common. It's unbelievable. We love our children. We want what's best. We want them to be good citizens. We want them to be raised properly. We want them to have courage, strength, and become independent and bring something to society, not take away from society. So there's a lot in common, but unfortunately, people who are close-minded and only want to think about their religious, they can't even be a good religious person, because a good religious person would still not close the door on helping anyone. And even if you didn't care about the parents, you would at least think that you would open up your church home and try and get at least educate the children, but they don't even do that. There's a lot of churches that turn people away. And that's very tragic and sad that, you know, like me, since I've been out, I do respect people and I do call and say, hey, this is my situation. Are you okay with that? A lot of people don't do that. And I do it because didn't want my children to be embarrassed or ashamed, and those are things that I just did as a parent. But nobody should have to do that. All churches should be open and accepting, and that's just my opinion, but not all of them are. And I'm hoping that with this being 2019, as you can see, in 2018 we just made it illegal to lynch people. What? Like, this is crazy. America, we have to get our laws up to date. I mean, how ridiculous is that? Lynching was legal? Like, I mean, who would ever think that that would be illegal? There's so many laws that are just so outdated that need to be caught up, and not caught up in a month or two now. That's outrageous. Lynching was still legal. How ridiculous is that? Like, there's so many things, like, you know, to protect sexual assault victims, we need our educational system across the board to run a certain way on how they all report. Obama signed it into office. Ms. DeVos, the U.S. Education Secretary, took that away. When she took it away, she should have put in something in place. She never once listened to sexual assault victims. She only listened to the other side. That's shameful. She should have put a certain way for them to report. This has even happened in the church. It's happened, and that's a place that's holy. From Catholic to police officers to, I could just go on and on and on about sexual assault. Bottom line is, everyone should have a standard of how they report sexual assault victims. So it's not just swept under the rug like it used to be in schools. That's why he signed it into office. But that was bipartisan work, decades of hard work, bipartisan, to make that bill come true. Obama just signed it into office, which he did a wonderful thing. Now she took it away. She should darn right be responsible enough to put something in the place of that, because that is needed. All schools should report it, and colleges. So imagine, this lady's in charge of elementary, kindergarten, all through college years of schooling. I don't know if a lot of people understand that, but she is. And that power should not be taken lightly. Like, that's a huge power and control you have over all these school districts. I mean, it's bad enough that we have to pay over $5,000 a day for her security team, which I don't know what kind of security team she needs. $5,000 a day? What, are the kids gonna hit her or something? Like, I can't even understand that, me myself personally, because that's over $1,000 a month. $100,000. The whole math thing, this is just ridiculous. Every time I think about it, it makes me angry. I see all these teachers who are always complaining they don't have enough money for their school. Why is she paying $5,000 a day for security? Why can't that money go back to the teachers, or at least the supplies, so these teachers can pay for other things other than trying to pay for students, supplies, and things of that need? Like, I don't understand that. Like, you can find security guards cheaper here in America that are cheaper than that. Like, I don't get it. Like, why she has to have such heightened security. I mean, these are school children. These are college students. What does she think is going to happen? Because she got booed in college, they booed her because of her practices, because of things she does. Because, and so what? Lots of people get booed. She isn't the only person that's been booed in her life. I mean, if that's why she's got this $5,000 a day security, because she got booed at college and someone talked to her mean, she really doesn't even need this type of job. She should go somewhere else. I mean, I realize she's a billionaire, and, you know, if she's a billionaire, we don't need to be paying for her $5,000 a day security guard. She has plenty of money that she could pay that herself. So I don't know what they're paying her plus the $5,000 a day security. That's a lot of money. That could go towards children's safety. And she wants to buy guns for every child's school. I mean, her thought process, I'm just not sure where it is. Like, why don't you send some of those security guards that you have to every school? What, you know, you got the best, it seems like. The best security team in the world. So why can't we duplicate that in school systems? Because $5,000 a day, how many people are protecting you? Do you at least have more than one, I would hope? I mean, I just don't even understand something like that. Like, and I hope there are other parents out there who are just like me. Like, you have a special needs kid, and she took 70 documents out of the Title V document. She took it out. So that means a lot of rights got taken away from special needs kids. But yet we're paying $5,000 a day when those special needs kids need those services. I am just outraged, not just as a parent, as an advocate, as a mother, as a aunt, as a sister, as a niece, as just outraged by the things that have gone on with this administration. Like, and all the budget cuts. I mean, geez, her kids never went to public school. So, okay, you try and give her a break. But now it's like, okay, you can tell that her children never went to public school because of the things that she's cutting. Like, why can't she talk to everyday real people who live in this real world, whose kids didn't go to private school, to didn't go to these Harvard and all these other places? Why can't she sit down and talk with us? Why can't she sit down and talk with people who have parents, who are parents, who have children who are disabled, who are caring for them, who are in school from elementary or kindergarten all through college? You know, talk to them. Not to just your rich friends who are at country clubs. Why don't you try doing that, Ms. DeVos? Why don't you talk to sexual assault victims? Have you ever reached out to a rape crisis center? I mean, there's so many things that she could do to make this country better. Why aren't you putting more into technology? You know, why aren't you putting more into coding? There's so many other things you can do to help people focus on their abilities of what they can do. Maybe if they're disabled, they can't do one thing, but maybe they could do something else. You know, there could be autism programs. You know, I'm just so upset with her, not because of deeply her, just her policies. They don't make any sense. And they may make sense to her because she's looking at it from a different point of view. And I just feel like she needs to look at it from a parent's point of view and not so much a business point of view, obviously, because maybe that's what she's looking at as. Okay, business-wise, let's just cut this, 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 and this. She's cutting some of the most essential things that people with disabilities need. When people with disabilities are being bullied, dragged, they're late, they're talked to mean, you're taking that protection away, and trust me, that breeds violence even more. You know, a lot of these kids that do these shootings, talking to them, listening to them early on, you heard a lot of them were bullied. That's the number one thing. Like, and you're not providing anything for these children who have issues and a mental health system. And I mean, this is a broad view, and it needs to be more than just one person, the U.S. education. No, you need to have more than just the U.S. education. What about the U.S. mental health person with you guys? This is a big, broader view than just one education. We need to do way more than this as a culture in company. So I'm going to ask Ms. DeVos, I mean, although I'd like her to step down, I'm going to challenge her to actually talk to some regular people, not just people who are, you know, at her country club. Regular people whose kids go to school. Talk to some people whose kids go to school in the worst districts and the best districts and the middle class districts. Just talk to them. What about the kids who are in college who have disabilities? What about developmental disabilities, special needs, people that need IEP, people who need the ARC Foundation? Come on, let's sit down and have a conversation, a real conversation. Because, you know, one thing I've learned is by listening, you learn a lot. Maybe there's things that she doesn't even know. I mean, after all, she wasn't really qualified for the job school-wise, but always school-wise qualified doesn't necessarily mean you don't know. But in her case, I'm just thinking that she just doesn't honestly know. She has kids, and it's great that her kids are successful and they're doing their thing and they've had a great life and all of that. But not every kid has a great life after school. Not every kid, you know, cutting food for children after school would be horrible. That's some of people, that's all they get is their school lunch. You know, there's a lot more things than I think that she thinks that are holding our children back. I wish there was a committee that, you know, she could form and, you know, people could give advices and then she could make her own decision at the end. But at least we know that someone has told her and talked to her and explained how life really is. And then if she still wants to make these decisions, then it's on her. But she really needs good people behind her, people that are going to tell her, look, this is real life. These are needed because of this. You know, there are agencies out there she can deal with. She doesn't want to deal with the public or regular people because maybe she feels she's too good or she doesn't want to sit next to us or something. Then, you know, deal with some of these agencies. There's plenty of agencies that can help you understand the system. You know, again, for developmental disability, the ARC Foundation. You have NAACP. Go ahead. Go through some of these organizations that can at least help you get a sight of what being disabled means or being a minority means or, you know, different organizations. And maybe that'll be her best bet because she doesn't want to be one with the people. And then when I say one with the people, I mean all people. She should have a group with all nationalities, with all groups, and talk. And if she doesn't want to do that with regular people, again, go through her organization. At least she'll get some point of view of people who are actually working with people who are going through the struggle of everyday life. So that's all I wanted to talk about today. And I will talk about more. And have a happy, happy, happy new year. Let's get it, Democrats.